A single honeybee visits roughly 5,000 flowers in a day. Multiply that by the billions of bees working across the planet, and you begin to glimpse an invisible architecture holding our world together. Every third bite of food we take exists because a bee, somewhere, carried pollen between flowers. Yet most of us walk past these tireless workers without a second glance, unaware that we're witnessing one of nature's oldest partnerships, a collaboration refined over 100 million years, now unraveling in our lifetime. Plants faced a fundamental problem. Rooted in place, they couldn't move to find mates. Wind pollination worked, but was wildly inefficient, like throwing confetti into a hurricane and hoping it lands on your neighbor's doorstep. Plants began offering nectar bribes to insects in exchange for pollen delivery, developing vibrant petals and intoxicating perfumes as advertisements. Among all visitors, bees became the specialists, evolving complete dependence on flowering plants. Unlike their wasp ancestors who hunted insects, bees developed a taste for protein-rich pollen essential for raising young. This partnership transformed bees entirely. They evolved bodies covered in electrically charged, branched hairs perfect for collecting pollen, five eyes detecting ultraviolet patterns invisible to humans, and antennae functioning as exquisitely sensitive chemical detectors. The diversity is staggering. 25,000 bee species worldwide, more than all birds and mammals combined. Some shimmer with metallic colors, others sport bold stripes. Most don't make honey or sting. They've adapted to mountain peaks and scorching deserts, anywhere flowering plants grow. This ancient dance predates the Himalayas, outlasted the dinosaurs, and sustained countless ecosystems long before humans appeared. Bumblebees, plump, furry, and impossibly endearing, represent what most picture when thinking bee, though they're just 1% of bee species. Originally called humblebees until the 1920s, they earned their name from their charming way of bumbling around flowers. Despite appearing aerodynamically challenged, bumblebees achieve remarkable flight. Their wings beat 200 times per minute, creating tiny vortices that generate lift. Combined with powerful muscles twisting their wings on each stroke, this allows delicate maneuvers despite their substantial size. Unlike honeybees, whose colonies persist for years, bumblebee societies operate on an annual cycle. Only young queens survive winter, emerging with thick, insulating coats and the ability to generate heat by shivering their flight muscles without moving their wings. This internal heating demands constant energy. A bumblebee is always about 40 minutes from starvation. After establishing a colony and raising her first daughters, the queen focuses on laying eggs while workers forage. Late summer brings a pivotal shift. The queen produces males and new queens instead of workers. Male bumblebees spend their days drinking nectar and patrolling for virgin queens, unable to collect pollen or sting. After mating, new queens build fat reserves and enter hibernation, while the original colony fades, continuing a cycle that has echoed through gardens for millions of years. A honeybee colony operates as a superorganism, up to 50,000 individuals functioning as one. Most are infertile female workers, alongside a few hundred male drones and one queen laying 2,000 eggs daily. Workers construct intricate honeycomb with perfectly hexagonal cells, what Darwin called perfection in architecture, serving as nursery, larder, and communication platform. Young workers spend 3 weeks inside before becoming foragers, traveling remarkable distances to collect nectar, pollen, water, and propolis. Nectar transformation involves sophisticated chemistry. Enzymes convert complex sugars to simple ones, then evaporation reduces water content below 20%. In 5 days, thousands of foragers can produce 1.5 kilograms of honey, representing 12,000 bee hours of labor. Communication occurs through the waggle dance. Inside the dark hive, bees perform figure-eight movements where the straight middle portion indicates direction and distance relative to the sun. Half a second means 500 meters, a full second means 1 kilometer. Colonies reproduce through swarming. The old queen and half the colony depart to establish a new home, leaving behind developing queens. This complex society represents nature's most sophisticated social structures, a superorganism where coordination occurs without central command. While bumblebees and honeybees capture public imagination, solitary bees represent the vast majority, 250 species in the UK alone. These independent insects neither form colonies nor produce honey, yet remain vital to ecosystems. The hairy-footed flower bee, earliest solitary visitor, sports orange feathery hairs and uses her extraordinarily long tongue to probe tubular flowers. Mason bees readily accept bee hotels, where females collect mud to partition cells for about 30 eggs. Leafcutter bees cut disc-shaped holes in rose leaves, carrying these materials between their legs to construct nurseries. Some solitary bees evolve to feed exclusively on one flower family, a specialism called Oligolecti. Most famous are the 200 species of brightly colored orchid bees in Central and South America. Some orchids employ deception, emitting scents resembling female bees to trick males into copulation, thereby transferring pollen. Not all solitary bees are true hermits. Carpenter bees demonstrate primitive social behavior when mothers raise daughters who share foraging and guarding duties, showcasing the remarkable evolutionary radiation of bees into countless ecological niches. One-third of human food depends on bee pollination. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, herbs, spices, oil crops. Beyond food, bees pollinate plants providing medicines, fibers like cotton, and trees supplying timber and oxygen. Pollinators contribute an estimated $577 billion annually to the global economy. Yet wild bees face simultaneous threats: habitat destruction from intensive farming and urban development, chemical pesticides that poison bees and impair their memory and navigation, invasive species bringing parasites and disease, and climate change disrupting seasonal cycles. Nearly one in four European bumblebee species face extinction. In North America, over a quarter of native bees are at risk. Modern agriculture contains a dangerous contradiction. Crop production increasingly depends on pollinators, yet farming practices accelerate their decline through monoculture fields that eliminate vital hedgerows and wildflowers. Neococcinetoids became the world's most widely used insecticides by the mid-1990s. Within a decade, these neonics were linked to colony collapse disorder, prompting the EU to ban them for outdoor crops in 2018. A 27-year German study found flying insect biomass decreased by 76% annually. Bees are the canaries in the coal mine, warning us of imminent environmental peril. Despite challenges, individuals can make meaningful differences. Some bumblebee species thrive in cities, with colonies growing faster than rural counterparts. Gardens cover a quarter to a third of urban areas, making gardening practices crucial for bee conservation. Provide diverse flowers, shrubs, and trees offering nectar and pollen year-round. Early blooming plants like hellebores and crocuses support solitary bees and bumblebee queens in winter. Choose simple, accessible flower shapes, plant in large clumps, and verify plants aren't treated with neocotinoids. Even dandelions provide essential early season bee food. Artificial bee hotels using hollow bamboo canes support cavity nesting mason and leafcutter bees. For bumblebees, undisturbed areas with leaf piles or compost heaps serve as nesting sites. Connected urban gardens form crucial rivers of flowers through cities. Beyond individual action, demand systemic change. Consumer pressure works. Successful campaigns against pesticides in Europe prove mass lobbying drives results. The Knepp Estate in West Sussex demonstrates rewilding success, where 62 bee species now thrive. We stand at a crossroads. Every flower planted, every pesticide refused, every voice raised, these actions ripple outward. Bees give us oxygen, food, and sustenance for countless species. Only by knowing and loving them can we help save these creatures on whose existence our own depends.